Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. Welcome to this part of the part 7 of Better New Life, A New and Living Way. That part is about a warning to the religious. Hebrews chapter 7, chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. And a place where God's people can rest. God's Holy Spirit says this: you must listen when you hear God speaks today. Hallelujah, amen. Then it is the message for us all in this time or two, and we must be very awakened, and we must know God's message and obey and listen. Exodus chapter 17, God gives water out of a rock, and God learned Moses to bring water to his thirsty followers by sticking a rock. Everybody became amazed and called the place Masha and Meriba, because Moses' followers were very tired and they were very thirsty, and they were in a desert. And God, when Moses prayed and asked God for help, God let make a miracle and let Moses only stick a rock, and it ran out of water, and everybody became happy. The Israelites fight the Amalekites, and when Moses and his followers enter Israel, Amalekites came to fight against them. Moses learned Israelites how to fight, and he also led the fight by signs, and Israel won the fight. God learned Israelites through Moses how they fight and how they win. Then God learned, when we hear this part of the Bible, then we should know also that God is able and God is faithful, and God is going to help us to fight against tyranny, slavery, against bad people, against any bad doer. Hallelujah, amen. Exodus chapter 4. God shows Moses some strange things, not strange things, miracles. And God led Moses a few miracles because Moses was back to Egypt to meet Pharaoh and invite them to the God. But Moses knew how Pharaoh was, therefore God learned him miracles. And God told Moses that Pharaoh may become harmful, and learn Moses how to, and God learned Moses how to talk and defeat Pharaoh's bad plan. Moses asked God for help, and God let Aaron follow Moses so that both of them talk with Pharaoh. Moses returns to Egypt. And Moses went to Egypt with his family and Aaron. When he entered the rest place, one of the Pharaoh's people wanted to kill Moses as soon as he recognized Moses. But another woman killed that person and saved Moses and his family. Then Moses and Aaron talk with the leader of Israelite. When Pharaoh protested Moses, when Pharaoh Moses and Aaron also talked with Pharaoh. Pharaoh protested against, and Moses made the miracles, and everybody believed on Moses and worshipped God and joined and joined Moses. When we read this part of the Bible, then we must be very happy. Then we must be very happy that God saved us. We Christian, we Jesus as Father, have huge support from Jesus who cares and watches over all of us. And He sent the Holy Spirit to talk people through us. God and Jesus shield us against enemies, our enemies, who will damage us. We must have friends too as our support. Otherwise, Jesus let His children support us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. God said to Moses, "Be sure of this, I will be with you. After you have led the people out of Egypt, you will all worship me here on this mountain that will show you that I myself have sent you to do this." Hallelujah. Amen. And we must listen to Exodus chapter 6, God's promises to save the Israelites. God gave Moses authority to lead the Israelites out from Egypt. God commanded Moses to talk with Pharaoh to not stop them from moving, stop their moving. Israelites who were weak and tired didn't believe Moses be successful, but Moses told them all about God's will and God's power and God's rescue plan. When they heard that and could see, they became happy. The ancestor of Moses and Aaron, this is a lot of people is named here, and this show us the ancestor of Aaron and Moses. They were the men to whom the Lord spoke. He said to them, "Lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Lead them out in their families and clans like an army." Moses and Aaron were the men who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. They told him that the Israelites would leave Egypt. They were the same Moses and Aaron as we read about in the list of Israeli families. Aaron and Moses will talk. Aaron will speak on Moses' behalf, and when the Lord spoke to Moses in the country of Egypt, He said, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything that I said to you. Go." But Moses said, "You know that I do not speak well. Pharaoh will not listen to me." Exodus chapter 10. Locusts and darkness. When Moses and Aaron talked with Pharaoh, Pharaoh was very hard to them, but Moses used God's power and make a miracle and push Pharaoh obey God's will. At last, Pharaoh gave up and let Moses and Israelites leave Egypt. Hallelujah, amen. John chapter 5, verse 24. I tell you this, everyone who hears my message should believe in the Father who sent me. If they believe in me, they will have life forever with God. God will not say that they are guilty. They are not longer, they are no longer under the power of death. Instead, they have life with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then God in New Covenant also tell us what we should to do to be safe and secure. And we should believe on Jesus and join Jesus to be safe and have an eternal life and be happy. Again, Hebrews chapter 3, part 7, a place where God's people can rest. God's Holy Spirit says this. You must listen when you hear God speaks today. Hallelujah. Amen. See you in the next part.